On July 8th, on Thursday, we have a 20 universal date, and 8 and 20, which reduces to 2, are both in the manifestation triad. There's a lot of courage and self-awareness that are helping you raise the vibration so that you feel confident taking the lead. So your intuition is highly activated. It can be used to just really set in place and activate those goals, any accomplishments. And also at the same time, you're connected intimately with others, especially one-on-one. So intimate conversations are invigorated by your confidence to really express yourself, to not hold back, to be in a place of supreme inner peace and state what needs to be stated. So you can focus on generating financial flow through inspirational projects today. Anything original and imaginative must be implemented or shared. And you just feel very connected to the infinite. 8 is the number of infinity in everything and everyone. Venus squares Uranus today, and this is so creative, but it's a sort of dynamic, impulsive creativity too. Venus is in Leo, squaring Uranus, ruler of Aquarius, while Uranus is in Taurus, and Taurus is the sign that Venus rules. So there is a powerful exchange here, and so there's a sense of fixed sign energy, which all of these are fixed signs, Aquarius, Taurus, and Leo, and a sense of focusing on your originality, but in a totally unique way. So you really crave freedom and excitement in your relationships. You definitely have this ingenuity that needs to be expressed, and you may seek a change in one of your close relationships. But you want to guard against drama, so you want to act on this dynamic energy and use it to channel something that's very pleasurable to you, right? And be open to experimentation and be spontaneous, and definitely don't resist change at all. Be careful about purchasing items impulsively during this time. Then Friday the 9th is a 3 universal date, 21-3. Very powerful code, and this ties into the 12-3 of July and the 2021 and the 21st century. So there's a really lovely double 3 energy and 9 energy that activates the 3-6-9 triad as well. Very creative, allows you to align with wisdom, with humor, with joy, with laughter. And today, of course, in the Americas, we have the new moon at 18 degrees Cancer. 18 is also a 9. And please listen to part 1 for that forecast, which also applies to you the 10th of July for everyone living in Europe and east of Europe, of course. So on Saturday, the 10th of July, we have a 13 universal date, similar to the 1st of July, except that 10 is instant manifestation, love and light. It's the Wheel of Fortune number. And 13, of course, is the number of the divine feminine, transformation, and empowerment. So you can really accomplish a lot today. Allow yourself to explore infinite possibilities. You're capable of so much, and this powerful code will invigorate you to make major strides. 10 allows your mind to explore brilliant new ideas and receive those ideas and implement them. And 13 instills your inner power to nourish and to love your ideas into reality. Both 13 and 10 are connected to manifestation. So you want to devote a good part of the day to an important meeting or project. I know it's a Saturday, but you know, the codes are there for you to take advantage of or not. It's really up to you. So getting things done today, even around the house, right? 13 reduces to 4. And so cleaning, organizing, sorting, whatever it takes to establish serenity for you. In the heavens, the transiting moon is opposite Pluto. This is a short-lived transit, just a few hours, but it means your feelings are intensified today. So be sure you stay in control of your reactions and breathe through any changes of mood. And, you know, any opposition brings harmony when you share. So be sure to share your deep feelings with a trusted friend or whoever you feel comfortable with. Super intuitive day. So you definitely want to listen, receive, and breathe. Then on July 11th, we have a 14 universal date. You know, so the 11 gateway, the double new beginnings being the present moment gateway, is being explored through the number 14, which is the number of media, communication, change, adventure, freedom. So this is a number of awakening, and it stimulates you to act on what inspires you, this code. So your intuition is seeking to explore new ground, new perspectives. You can start a fresh journey that encourages discovery and play. Any 11, when it shows up, is about being present in the moment, right? And in this case, being present in movement. So being conscious in the midst of change, of the flow. And you may make a decision today that takes you in a totally new direction. Connections are forged through a sense of fun and openness. The spirit of adventure really flows today. So nothing can stop you as you move towards liberation and freedom. And in the heavens today, the moon is opposite Saturn, and that is a big call to act on projects in order to bring energy into balance. There may be some challenges along the way, and overcoming those challenges is going to make you stronger and more disciplined as you shift your energy into a higher vibration and as a result have a sense of joy down the road. Your responsibilities may expand with Saturn, of course, so you make sure that you keep a balance of fulfilling duties and a balance of being patient and, you know, determined to proceed with your goals. So in other words, not rushing it and skipping steps. So then we have on Monday, the 12th of July, a beautiful code of the number 12, which merges with July's 12 universal month. So double 12, double 3, and the number 15, which reduced to 6, and 15 is the spiritual alchemist. So this is a really powerful opportunity to alchemize energy in order to support your self-growth. You want to give loving attention and self-awareness and joy to anything that requires you to grow. And when you learn while feeling good, you naturally retain far more wisdom. So this is also about wealth and health today. So focusing on those, it is a Monday. So if you are in your career work environment, there's a lot of abundance here that can be generated, especially if you are in that place of joy, of happiness. So the pure joy of creating is incredibly powerful today. And Mercury is trine Jupiter. Speaking of joy, Jupiter, the joy planet, is trine to Mercury, the communication planet. So there's so much beauty you can share today. Optimism is the key word, and good news may arrive today. Good feelings can be accessed. Your mindset is highly positive. You're able to communicate with humor and with playfulness. And study and research are also greatly favored. Since you're so open to new ideas and new information, you can expand your knowledge and wisdom in many areas. This also favors negotiations, business dealings, and you just feel social and you're seeking that out with your friends, right? Then on the 13th of July, we have a code of surprises. 13 brings surprises, and the date, this number 16, also can bring surprising shifts. So just be open to divine downloads that enable you to handle any changes coming your way. Make sure you get in touch with nature today. Feel the beauty and serenity of Mother Earth. And take extra time for rest and rejuvenation. Seek solutions that come from a place of peace, especially if you encounter unsettled energy. 13 encourages you to be empowered through listening, through your inner voice, which prompts you for any situation. So take the time to be quiet. This is not a day for big social events, if possible. Venus conjuncts Mars, and of course that's very loving, intimate energy, very passionate, sexual, sensual, tender, romantic energy. You feel magnetic. You can connect with your inner charisma. You just feel very creative, and you have this sense of just wanting to celebrate. This is just a beautiful connection. It happens in Leo, so a very fired up sign. So you just, you know, you can enter new relationships at this time. You may meet someone. This is definitely going to resolve personal issues as well. But just put a lot of joy and passion and beauty in your day today. On Wednesday the 14th, day of freedom, 14 reduced to 5, and this year a day of immortality. So there's a lot of courage, and you know, the media number 14 is merged with the number of leaving a legacy behind, 17. So you're fearless about expressing yourself. You're open to inner empowerment through change. Whatever appears today in your life, it is unfolding this way in order for you to step into authority, into leadership. So being flexible by allowing that flowing energy in the day to just naturally unfold and evolve, it will then be received easily, integrated easily, and in turn elevate your confidence. So have fun with those changes in play today, and allow that abundance from the 17-8 to flow as well. There's something that you feel today that is really impacting you, is going to leave behind some kind of legacy. So feel the impact of your thoughts and actions. That's really what this is about. I mean, you'll know you have infinite powers to change your life when you follow that thought stream. And, you know, take out what's not necessary and keep only the inspiration and the practical thoughts in place. The moon trines Uranus today, and that brings change as well. So the code itself is you being very open to unusual experiences, to act on your instinct, to allow your imagination to flow, and be open to unusual experiences. You can have heart-centered breakthroughs as well today. So let your genius express itself. Then on Thursday the 15th, we have such a beautiful code, another 369 code. Since July is a 12-3, today's the 15th, which reduced to 6, and the whole date adds up to 18, which is a 9. So this is the second time of three times, the next one being the 24th, that the complete beautiful 369 code of love, self-expression, creativity is activated. And of course, 15 brings the energy of magic and alchemy into play. It's a wonderful day to attract and activate abundance. Love is in the air, so a romantic date can be filled with a lot of passion and deeply emotional connections. Your imagination soars as well. Spiritual wisdom is readily accessible. 18 always requires that you get extra rest, so just be aware of that. And if you can, take advantage of naps or sleeping in. Open your heart. The universe is a magical place, and today you're absolutely seeing that that's the case. The sun trines Neptune today, which is so beautiful. Neptune being in its own sign of Pisces, and you just experience increased compassion and empathy and sensitivity to your surroundings and to people. You feel deeply connected spiritually to others. Your intuitive understanding is increased exponentially. Service to others rather than service to self is on the forefront. Manifesting your dreams is also greatly favored. So your visions that you have, this is just such a beautiful trine with the sun still in Cancer. So it's two water signs, Neptune in its own sign of Pisces. So it's so intuitive, so beautiful, and you just feel very creative. Your inner artist wants to express itself. And, you know, through spirituality, right? Through beauty, through the divine, which is what Neptune and Pisces represent. So absolutely stunning. So enjoy this gorgeous day.